JSE-listed hospital group Netcare released their interim results. For the 6 months ended March 2021, the company reported revenue coming in at 10.1 billion rand. That's down 5.9% on the year prior. Earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, also known as EBITDA, declined by 25.8% to 1.5 billion rand, while adjusted headline earnings per share came in at 27.3 cents. That's down a whopping 61.9%. Shareholders are not receiving an interim dividend on this occasion. Well, to take us through their results, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Richard Friedland. He's the CEO at Netcare. Thank you so much, Dr. Friedland, for joining us. Now, your revenue was down nearly 6% in the period. What is that a reflection of?
Well, it's really a result of a comparison between this period of 6 months, which had the second wave of COVID, and the period of 6 months prior to even the pandemic starting, which was a normal period. And so what it's really showing is that we haven't recovered to the pre-COVID levels yet, but if you compare it to the 6 months on 6 months, there's been a substantial improvement. So compared to the first wave, which happened in the first 6 months of last year, it's been substantially better. But compared to our 6 months prior to that, which was a perfectly normal period, activity hasn't recovered to that level.
So your profit gauges were down substantially, with your operating profit down 35.4%. What were the drivers on that score?
Well, again, it was all activity linked, and the fact that we were dealing with a second wave and a lot of our activity had to be diverted. We stopped elective surgery from December through to February. And as you know, we treated 39% more COVID patients in the second wave than the first wave. And over this past year, we've treated just under 75,000 COVID patients.
No, that's very impressive indeed. In terms of your cost curve, was that much higher, or how did you manage that?
Well, the costs were higher. We had about 316 million of additional COVID costs, related costs. A lot of it was due to the exorbitant cost of PPE that we were forced to pay last year due to the higher prices and shortages globally.
Yes.
And a lot of that will not be recurring. About only a third of that will be recurring as we go forward. But that was a big hit in terms of the cost of running our hospitals and making sure that both our frontline staff and all of our patients are safe.
Yeah. Just paint us a picture around how you experienced the second wave of the coronavirus infections and how it impacted your overall operations.
Well, the second wave was more severe and more contagious, and so we saw a much more severe demand for beds, particularly in KwaZulu-Natal. There were days where we'd literally run out of beds, and then we saw it spread to the Gauteng. Now, in the Gauteng, fortunately, government had put in place a number of lockdowns into going into the new year, and we think in many ways that ameliorated and diminished the real impact of a potential second wave in the Gauteng. So it was not as severe as we were expecting in the Gauteng, fortunately. But overall, we were more efficient. We, even though we saw more patients, we used less beds. And we put a lot of measures in place to get ready for the third wave should it happen.
Yeah. Now, we know initially when the pandemic hit in March last year, you guys had a tough time, you know, with a lot of your staff members getting infected and so on. How did that picture look in the period under review?
Well, a lot less of our staff got infected in the second wave. But unfortunately, tragically, we've lost 76 frontline heroes to COVID. And, you know, they've paid the highest price in the service of others.
Yeah.
Fortunately, most of our staff are now vaccinated. And so we're all feeling a lot safer about our healthcare workers on the ground. And I think our doctors as well are feeling a lot safer. It doesn't mean we can let our guard down. But having the vaccine on board is a very, very important step.
Yes, indeed. And just in terms of the balance of your staff who have not been vaccinated, what proportion of your staff is that? And, you know, are you hopeful that they're going to be vaccinated sooner rather than later, since we're now in the second phase?
Yes, we're actively participating in the second wave as we did in the first wave. I mean, the first wave, we vaccinated over 65,000 healthcare workers. And in this wave, we'll continue at 30 Medicross sites and many of our hospitals as well. But we have about 44,000 people on our campus, and that includes a lot of contracted workers, in other words, caterers and security and cleaning, who we will include in our allotment. So of the 44,000, we've done 30,000 to date, and we're hoping in the next 2 to 3 weeks to complete the other 14,000.
Right. So phase two of the country's vaccination program has kicked off, and we hear about business organizations eagerly working with the government to expedite the process. As a hospital group, how are you involved in the vaccination drive, if at all?
Well, we're very involved, and we're involved through B4SA, Business for South Africa, which is coordinating this effort together with government.
Yes.
And, you know, I would say NAMPU, it's a responsibility of every single South African, every corporate, every organization, every NGO, to drive this vaccination program, because the sooner we can get herd immunity, the sooner we can free ourselves of the scourge of COVID.
Yeah.
And one life lost to COVID is one too many.
Absolutely. Now, you've touched on it already, but let me be pointed about it. In the interim, we continue to be concerned about a third wave of coronavirus infections. And of course, it's been declared in certain provinces, Gauteng being one of them. Are you guys basically ready for the third wave?
Yes, and we've been ready all along. I think we've improved a lot of our systems. In the second wave, one of the key shortages in South Africa was oxygen, and we've now made certain that we have got adequate oxygen supplies. We've put in telemetry services that allow us to monitor remotely every second oxygen utilization across every bed in every one of our wards and hospitals. And I think the fact that most of our staff are now vaccinated means that a lot of our staff will be protected and feel a lot safer.
Yeah.
And it gets rid of a lot of that anxiety.
What does your crystal ball tell you about when you're going to begin to see normalization in terms of the proportion of elective surgeries and all of that that you did before COVID hit our shores?
Well, Nampo, I'm glad you used the word crystal ball, because it's anyone's guess. I think the bottom line is that, you know, it all depends on how we contain and curb the coronavirus and the severity of the third wave, particularly here in the Gauteng. I think that if we can vaccinate South Africans effectively this year, achieve herd immunity, we return to some form of normalization towards the end of the year and early next year.
Yeah.
But it all depends on how effective this vaccination program is going to be and how severe this third wave might be here, particularly in the Gauteng.
That was Dr. Richard Friedland. He's the CEO at Netcare.